Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
There's an irony related to this talk. On Friday, without going into details, I had probably one of the most trying and difficult days of my life. And at the end of the day, things didn't work out. So this morning, driving here, and still carrying the weight of the day, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to give a talk about delight. So I get here, and I park across the street, and the sun is just coming up. And on the front of the building next door, the sun is shining halfway down the building, and the rest is a shadow. Very simple, but there was something just beautiful about that. So just before walking in here, that was a delightful experience. A while back, at a retreat at Elberon, everybody woke up to an early morning snowfall that had covered the lawn, the bushes, and even some of the driveway. And during the breakfast break, I took a brief walk out to see the ocean. And as I walked, I could hear the snow and the ice crunching softly under my shoes. And when I reached the pavilion, which overlooks the Atlantic, there was a cold wind blowing off the ocean. And if that wind had a voice, it would have been saying, "Wake up, wake up." On my way back to the Zendo, I stopped to examine the snow which had alighted on a leafless shrub. And I could see the shape of the snowflakes gathered there. And I felt like a small boy who had just discovered a snowflake for the first time. My body was filled with a feeling that took me a few seconds to name. It was delight, the light-hearted feeling of joy that comes from simply being present to the moment. A photographer named Sky Ryan Evans wrote the following poem. "Just for one gentle moment, my soul grew lighter than air. It ascended far beyond my grasp, danced there, and then returned free and bright. It was then that I learned that the tender spirit that settles within me can also render me capable of flight." So later in the day, I was reflecting on my experience, and it brought up some questions. We, in our determination, you know, thinking about the light, right? And in our determination to become enlightened, do we tie ourselves in knots, taking ourselves and the practice too seriously? Do we become upset or angry when a teacher does not meet our expectations, consequently feeling let down and discouraged? Do we get caught comparing our practice with the practice of others and only wind up falling short? If we do any of these things, we end up sucking all the joie out of our practice. Our practice becomes unhealthy, and we lose the sense of delight that it can offer. We lose touch with the vitality and the joy of Zazen. Surya Das tells the story of the following encounter. This takes place in the 1970s. So he says, "In the early 1970s, I was fortunate enough to be present when the Dalai Lama was teaching at Bodh Gaya, the town in northern India where the Buddha was enlightened. Tens of thousands of people came to hear him speak. And when he had finished, the Dalai Lama asked, 'Are there any questions?' And a long-haired American guy stood up and asked the Dalai Lama the following question: 'What is the meaning of life?' And the Dalai Lama answered, 'To be happy and to make others happy.' So how can we be happy and live in delight? It only becomes possible when we let go of our preoccupation with ourselves and when we stop adding our agenda to the present moment. Then we are freed up to delight in each other and in the world. And the following is a poem by Mary Oliver entitled Mindful. Every day I see or hear something that more or less kills me with delight, that leaves me like a needle in the haystack of light. It was what I was born for, to look, to listen, to lose myself inside this soft world, to instruct myself over and over in joy and acclamation. Nor am I talking about the exceptional, the fearful, the dreadful, the very extravagant, but of ordinary, the common, the very drab, the daily presentations. O good scholar, I say to myself, how can you help but grow wise with such teachings as these? The untrimmable light of the world, the ocean's shine, the prayers that are made out of grass. It's what we are born for, this present moment. So let's continue to support each other's efforts to live a more joyful life, to let go of our petty preoccupations and surrender to the delight of this present moment. Thank you.